So let's say today is Election Day 2012. What will the jobless rate be?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Americans are going back to work after a long holiday weekend, and job creation is weighing heavily on Congress and the White House as they get back to their jobs as well. Indeed, the lackluster economy will likely be the top issue in next year's election. So we asked, how's the economy going to be a year from now? From Washington, Marketplace's John Dimsdale got some opinions.
The president's own forecasters have trimmed their growth predictions for 2012.
It's going to be hard for President Obama to argue that he's done well on the economy.
David Malpass at Encima Global expects the economy will barely avoid another recession and growth will be too slow to bring down unemployment. He says all Obama can do is say the financial crisis was worse than anyone expected.
There's already this academic argument out there that recoveries tend to be slow after a financial crisis. So I think that's what he'll fall back on.
Malpass says there's a chance the economy could still take off. But Todd Buchholz, a former economic advisor to President George Bush, says it'll have to be soon.
This president needs the economy to look much stronger by the spring of 2012. By May of 2012, if it's not morning in America, it's good night for President Barack Obama.
A recovery that soon will be difficult. The White House is expecting the economy to grow at a rate of just 2.5% next year, with unemployment averaging a crippling 9%. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
All this week, Marketplace continues coverage of The Breakdown, our economy one step at a time, with a special look at jobs and getting America back to work. Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly lower at the moment. Asian markets fell today. Oil is trading at around $84 a barrel with expectations that a weak global economy will hit demand for crude. Wall Street opens the week after big losses on Friday. Fierce wildfires are causing big problems in parched central Texas. The fires have destroyed at least hundreds of homes and businesses. Kay Garcia McAnally is a city councilwoman from Bastrop, Texas. She also owns a bed and breakfast in town, and she's with us now on the line. Hi there, ma'am.
Hi.
How close are you to the fires, and how close are those fires to Bastrop?
They're pretty close, but fortunately, we have a wonderful team on the ground from all over the United States now who have come to help out, so the line has been held. And we're very, very fortunate because so many houses in the county have burned and so many people are displaced right now, but the city itself has been protected.
Now, you have a bed and breakfast there in Bastrop, right?
Yes.
How is your business doing right now and other businesses in your city?
Since the drought, I can tell you the tourism has slowed down. It's been too hot. We've had over 80 days of 100-plus degrees
Wow. Here.
So all the grass was brown and burned, and it was just too hot for tourists to come this way.
How much do you think this is going to cost Bastrop and that part of Texas?
Who knows? We're still fighting fires here. But the governor has been down. All the papers have been filled out and documented and signed off, and FEMA should be here today. So with the loss of 600 homes, there will be a big dent in our economy here. But if the amount of help that we've already received keeps coming, Bastrop will rise again very quickly.
Bastrop City Councilwoman Kay Garcia McAnally, thank you for your time, ma'am.
You are so welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
Today is the final day of voting in Coca-Cola's contest to help a financially strapped American park. The park with the most votes will get $100,000. And last we checked, Oak Park in Minot, North Dakota was leading with nearly 3.2 million votes. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins now on the business of online contests.
Sean Sipma is a news anchor at KXMC in North Dakota, where the town of Minot has rallied around Oak Park.
I know there are certain offices in town where they have the communal computers that people use, and one page is open at all times to vote for Minot.
The frenzy has even swept his office.
My co-anchor at the 6 o'clock, she was voting during the commercial breaks on the news.
Oak Park suffered millions of dollars in damage from floods this year, so it could use the money to recover. So could Sudan Underground Mine State Park in Minnesota, which was hit by a fire. And so could McGrath State Beach in California, which is slated for closure.
So a group of about 10 of us, you know, we would stay up all night long voting.
That's California resident Cindy Crawford, not the model. Koch allows people to vote as often as they want, and she says the site is faster in the wee hours. Beth Cantor is author of The Networked Nonprofit and has studied online contests.
What happens is usually these contests have a lot of money, and so it encourages people to kind of figure out how to game the system.
Cantor says for companies, that might not be a bad thing, because every time voters go online, they get a product pitch. Denise Mayer votes about 100 times a day for Oak Park. She says the voting has gotten her thinking about her favorite beverage.
I drink only Coke, not Diet Coke, the straight-up diesel Coke.
What else is going to fuel her constant clicking? I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the job market in this country is pretty bad at the moment, but that's not stopping one unemployed New York man from finding work as a street comedian. 26-year-old Jason Schneider tells jokes to people in Central Park for a dollar apiece. He even has a money-back laughter guarantee. Schneider says he writes 20 or more jokes a day, hoping one or two will stick. Here's one of his jokes. What do you call Chewbacca when he's working with clay? Harry Potter. I know I didn't pay anything for that, but I do want my money back. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
These days, pretty much everyone is talking about this.
I have a lot of friends that have fallen into unemployment.
Actually, I don't think we've seen any decent job growth.
Everybody is pretty much telling the same thing. Not hiring, try back later.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. A special look at jobs and getting America back to work on our breakdown coverage next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.